There's a new cultural element in this year's Jazz Fest. Organizers concentrated on showing off ties between New Orleans and Brazil. Jazz Fest Cultural Exchange Pavilion Coordinator Valerie Guillet says the two regions have much in common.
These are really manifested in music, in parades, in carnival, in a lot of different ways. It's like cousins, very far apart geographically, but amazingly similar culturally.
Historically, Brazil was influenced by European nations, had a major sugarcane industry, and was part of the African slave trade. What evolved are lively carnival parades, dancers in elaborate costumes, and vibrant and diverse urban neighborhoods. Images from Rio de Janeiro's communities called favelas are on display for visitors. Erica Tamka coordinated the photo exhibit at the pavilion. There are 24 images displayed along a ring attached to the ceiling. She says many people have the idea that favelas are slums, but the pictures show a beauty in their daily life. The pictures are taken by residents in a project called The People's Image. She points out one of her favorites.
Well, I can start with that one, which I like very much.
The kids, they're all girls, they jump in. I don't know if you have this game, you know, with a rope.
Jump rope.
Jump rope.
Jump rope.
Yeah. So it's quite nice. You don't see the rope in this particular photo, but that's what they're doing. And even though you don't have their faces or their heads, I think it's quite interesting because you can feel this atmosphere of the game, of the playing, and the kids.
Two graffiti artists are on their first visit to New Orleans, where they will be creating an image on both sides of a panel erected to the side of the pavilion. Through interpreter Anna Powell, they say they have no idea what they will be creating. It depends on what they see here.
Nosso trabalho está muito envolvido com o improviso, até uma temática muito frequente na nossa comunidade.
So they work by improvising. So the themes come from the community, basically.
O próprio Brasil, né?
A
improvisação que brasileira de
The improvisation is something that's very Brazilian.
Set in a corner of the pavilion are the cardboard creations of Sergio Cesar, who's been creating favela models from recycled materials for 30 years. In the middle of one project he's making at Jazz Fest, a New Orleans shotgun stands out, in yellow, with a bit of discarded fan standing in for iron lacework. Again, through interpreter Powell.
He said that starting by knowing that Louis Armstrong is from here, but he also mentioned
Katrina,
seeing how the city is recovering after Katrina, and he thinks it's related to his work because what he does is he builds things, so it's relating that to the rebuilding of the city. He's saying it's a pleasure to be here.
Jazz Fest cultural spokesman Guillet says the artists selected for the cultural exchange are not the big stars of Brazil, and that was done on purpose.
We bring people that may not be known, but that are very talented and that are not seen very often in the U.S. So most of them have actually never traveled to the U.S.
Brazilian music is being performed on stages throughout the fairgrounds, as well as throughout the day in the cultural pavilion. For WWNO's Inside the Arts, I'm Eileen Fleming.
Com chicote na mão, é viva, é viva. Eu não sou de apanhar.